As theaters begin to consider how they'll resume public performances after the pandemic subsides, two institutions are banding together to create a potential roadmap. The American Repertory Theater and researchers from Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health are assessing what the future might hold. WBUR's Cristela Guerra has more.
Dr. Joseph Allen, director of the Healthy Buildings Program at Harvard, has experience with sick buildings.
The phrase actually comes from it started in the early 1980s, from the period right after in the 1970s in the energy crisis, where we started to tighten up our building envelopes to save energy. Well, we started tightening them up so much that we stopped letting our buildings breathe. And with that came the rise in sick building syndrome.
Art and science are coming together to make sure theaters are healthy. In other words, a building better prepared to mitigate the risk of spreading the coronavirus. Before theaters reopen, they must address how they'll hold rehearsals, usher audiences through their doors, and generally keep staff and patrons safe. Diane Paulus, artistic director of the ART, says this requires theaters to think creatively.
It's going to really rely on producers, and in this case, the ART being a producer in a theater, where we can make space, literally and also metaphorically, to change our practice, to pivot, to actually consider different behaviors.
ART and the T.H. Chan School of Public Health are calling this effort a roadmap for recovery and resilience, a living document that theaters across the world will soon be able to access. They hope to create an experience that keeps the health and safety of all in mind. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.